Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here on this nice morning after all the rain. It's nice to have a little break from the rain. Just wanted to share a little bit this morning, and I didn't really have a Bible passage to go along with what I'm going to share. I'm sure there are plenty of them, but I don't have one to start off with. But I just wanted to talk this morning a little bit about our attitudes, and having a positive attitude. I know I'm one of the first that when plans change or when the day doesn't go as planned or we have to work later, I'm one of the first that, you know, it hits me, and I tend to get, you know, just tend to complain pretty quick. But that's not who I want to be. It's not what I've purposed to be. Several months back, I just kind of decided, you know, that what if one of the purposes of my life is just to be a positive person and to uplift others, you know? What if that's all that the Lord wants me to be? It's just edify other people, you know? But then along come things that bring us down, and it's easy to forget. I've forgotten many days, you know, and I catch myself in the middle of complaining, you know, and then think, you know, why am I doing that? You know, I don't need to be doing that. Don't need to be complaining. I can find my notes here. Here, just this last week, one morning, in the morning I prayed, I said, God, let me just be a positive influence today and help me just to, you know, keep my attitude good. And interestingly enough, that was the hardest day of the week. You know, it got there and it was just the day that I just, you know, it was just hard to be motivated. And it was raining and just seemed like, you know, it was just hard. Everybody was just kind of feeling this unmotivational feeling. We didn't want to get the job done, but you know, we got it done. We got it done in a decent time, and it turned out well. You know, we can spend our lives just letting our circumstances run our lives. You know, we can let those days get us down, and then the next day is a sunny, happy day, and everybody's feeling good, and that was a fun day. But then we have another bad day, and we can just go with the flow. Or we can just purpose in our hearts to be happy, whether it's good or bad, you know. And it doesn't mean that we just have to be jumping up and down and smiling and telling jokes all day, or trying to get everybody roused up and on this high. But it's just I think it's more just a steady. We just don't let our circumstances take us up and down. And those that work with me, they know that I tend to let that happen, you know, but that's not who I want to be. And I know we can affect others. You know, this goes along with being an example. Our attitudes are contagious, for good or for bad. So just encourage everyone and myself to just try to edify and lift everybody up around us. Remember in school one day, we had a teacher. And he came to school. He was our math teacher, I think. And he came to school and he was sick one day. And he told the students, he said, you know, anybody can be a Christian when they're feeling good. You know, he said, but now I'm sick, you know, am I going to be able to be a Christian when I'm not feeling good? You know, so it's easy to just, everything goes well and we're happy to help and happy to share when times are good. But it's in the low times when we're tested and when other people can see who we really are. David has already told us that we can lower a standard or lift a standard of everybody around us. You know, a whole town, I think, can be affected by just several people, you know. Just the people around us, they see us being happy and see us just, you know, being cheerful. It can just lift everybody's mood. So, let's just try to be helpful and in that way spiritually for others. with the children of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt, they went through difficult times. They even got hungry and got thirsty, and they started complaining, and the Lord just hated that, even though there was actually maybe a reason to complain. But they would just start complaining and say, "Why did you bring us out here? Back in Egypt, we had everything we needed to eat. We had onions and leeks and all the meat, and they would have rather been back in Egypt. Their hearts were still there, but God was giving them something better. But all they could do is complain about the journey that took them, that was going to take them to the promised land. And it got so bad that finally the Lord said, "Well, you're not even going to see it. Anyone 20 years or older isn't going to get to see the promised land." They didn't deserve it. They had decided that they were going to just grumble and complain about it, and they weren't among the chosen people. And the same with when they went to spy out the land. Joshua and Caleb said, "You know, this is really good land. We can take it. We can do this." And everybody else just said, "No way. This is way too hard. We got giants. I don't think we can do this." And they got to grumbling and complaining. And next thing you know, nobody wanted to go out to battle. And you know, we can change our days and change other people's days just by how we act. So may the Lord just give us strength not to forget that we're here to serve Him and to serve others, not just be carried about by our daily circumstance. Lord bless you all. Lord.